Hey guys, Doug's been hammering. He wants to tell us something. Go ahead, Doug.
Yeah, you know, I'm really big into these reviews. Do you know, in the past 2 months, we've had about 100 reviews.
Dude, really? That is awesome.
Yeah, past 2 or 3 months.
That's great.
Yeah, and we want more.
Okay.
And what it's doing is pushing us up the chart for the iTunes.
Well, what are we going to give them?
We're trying to climb.
Let's buy some reviews.
That's what we're doing, really. We're buying some reviews by giving out these beautiful T-shirts.
I mean, okay, listen.
So how do they win one?
Feels kind of like a fraternity.
It does.
Money talks.
You know, we're going to do a weekly review.
So weekly contest?
A weekly contest. So
every week we're going to give out a shirt for the best review.
Yeah, you know? Every week.
Okay.
So, you know, some weeks we only get one or two reviews.
So if you're the only one, you get one for sure.
You get one no matter what.
You get
guaranteed.
No matter what.
So you go on iTunes, search for Mind Pump, leave a review, 5-star, make it an awesome one. If we like it, free T-shirt.
Yes.
Every week.
Every week.
Every week we're giving
this
one
away. Runs from Monday to Monday every week.
That's Monday to Monday.
So we'll announce next week our first winner, and then we'll start the whole thing all over again. And every week on Mondays, somebody is getting a T-shirt.
Giving some shirts out, yeah?
Oh,
you
yeah.
get a T-shirt.
Straight from
You get a T-shirt.
And you get a T-shirt.
Straight from the chimp.
You can all get T-shirts if you leave us a review.
Do not say that to him in his badass leather jacket right,
right?
now.
Yeah, he's about
don't,
to
don't,
eat
don't,
you.
Don't say that to me.
He's the... Oh.
If you want to pump your body and expand your mind, there's only one place to go. Mind Pump. Mind Pump. With your hosts, Sal DiStefano, Adam Schaefer, and Justin Andrews.
Do you guys do any voice impressions of anything? Or is it just me?
You just want to do one. Go ahead.
Yeah. I'm trying to like...
Don't do Smeagol, because Smeagol's annoying.
Is it annoying?
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Is it annoying? No.
You know which one is it? Kermit.
Yeah, Kermit's the best. So...
Why don't you like me?
It's so creepy.
It is creepy.
I'm sad that you don't like us.
Dude.
That's all I can do.
I don't have any talents like that.
Oh, well.
No, not my talent. Hey, so Halloween just happened, and I thought this was pretty crazy.
So take off your mask already.
Oh, shit.
Oh, booyah! That one was brought to you by Joey Schwoll.
That was... What?
Fuck you both.
Bro, the second grade called. They want their joke back.
Yeah. All right, yeah. Go ahead. Well, whatever.
So, I do fitness. Yeah. And I think maybe Joey as Schwab. Parents, maybe you guys, I don't know if this is in your neighborhood. Do you guys have a neighborhood watch thing called Nextdoor or whatever that? Does your neighborhood do that?
No.
Okay, so we have that in our neighborhood.
You have a neighborhood watch?
No, it's called Nextdoor, and there's actually an app for this also. I know.
Is it a swingers club?
Kind of.
Okay.
What it is you get our Nextdoor one is just basically a group email that once every couple months where that they all meet together and talk about neighborhood watch stuff. And if there's anything going on, like literally if there is like a strange car that's been in the neighborhood, it'll be up on there. You know, hey, there's this orange pickup on this street.
Have they said anything about me?
They have, actually.
What did they say?
Yeah, they said there's this weird, skinny-looking Italian guy that stands out Scarlet Way, my address all the time. Yeah, and his boxer briefs. That's kind of weird.
Okay, now I know you're lying.
Oh, okay.
Now I know you're lying.
You don't wear boxer briefs.
I don't wear boxer briefs. Yeah.
You should have said fruity, you know.
Yeah, fruity.
Bro, you know what's funny? Underwear.
Bikini.
I even think, hold on a second, what color?
What color are you whipping it out?
Yeah.
No. Lime green, bro. Look at the lime green. Lime green.
That's sexy.
Oh, my God.
It is.
Wow.
So I'm trying to help you guys out here because you have children. Wow. Maybe I won't.
All right.
Whoa there.
Fuck these guys.
I don't know you're a wizard on raising children.
Yeah, tell me.
No, yeah, tell me more,
one.
Master.
Yeah. Huh?
I get laid and I know everything about having kids.
Pretty much here.
Boom.
So this Nextdoor thing, right, where they let you guys know about the neighborhood, this and that. So Los Gatos did this. You could get on there and every house in this whole area, would post what they would be giving out for Halloween. So you knew what house was giving what. And so these will be,
oh really? They did on the next door.
These will be gluten free. We'll be handing out these type of candies here. And
you know what? Santa Cruz, like that's pretty hippie.
Part,
that's why I asked you.
They hand out weed.
Yeah. Here's our brownies. Enjoy, kids.
House number 4972. They have the sativas. You get some Girl Scout cookie there. Green crack is right around the corner over here. Some
whoa, I see the great pumpkin. Charlie Brown was right.
Part of me is like, that's awesome that they do that because there's a lot of kids with allergies nowadays. And part of me is like, God, what is going on in the world? You know what I mean?
That's why I brought it up.
These intolerances are annoying.
It's just weird.
I knew you guys would be torn. I knew, just like I was.
They're so annoying. You can't have peanuts anywhere.
When I first, exactly, and they talked about that. Some people were like,
if you have a blue pumpkin in front of your house, it means nut-free. Did you know that?
No.
If people put a blue, really? Yes. If people put a blue pumpkin
this
in front of the house,
safe zone.
It means that it's a nut-free house. It's true. Hey, man, it's not funny, dude.
No, I know. It's real. Okay. We can still joke about it.
It's not funny making fun of kids.
What? Well, I just felt like bad right there.
Made you feel like an asshole.
I knew if I brought.
I've learned from Adam. I know how to do that good now. Thanks, Adam.
You just shut me down.
Yeah, like, you make people feel like assholes. So they feel, and then if,
fuck.
Stealing my moves.
Okay, I'm back.
I knew you guys would be torn on that. That's why I brought it up. I knew that when I heard it, I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. That's kind of weird.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a little bit of both, you know, like that is a little crazy to me, you know, that we've gotten to that point where, you know.
Well, did you see too that I guess somewhere in the East Coast they had like these needles they found in cookies.
What?
Yeah. Like somebody had put like needles in their treats.
Did you know that
who does that?
Okay. Did you know that no child has ever died from candy on Halloween? It's all bullshit. Did you know that?
Never.
Seriously.
Because they find it. Like,
no, because I went on Facebook. I guarantee you guys saw this. People were sharing it on Facebook. Look out for these funny looking shaped candies because they're not candy, they're ecstasy. People will be throwing ecstasy in some people. Nobody's gonna fucking throw their expensive ass drugs.
Just to mess with them.
Who the fuck? Yeah. Hey guys. Hey, you know what I want to do with the sexy? Let's take it and go to a rave. No. I got a better idea.
Dude.
Let's give it away.
Let's give it. To
motherfucker! I just spent $100.
Yeah. Let's spend $1,000.
Neighborhood kids.
Let's spend $2,000 on ecstasy. Like, right. Kids high.
20 years in state penitentiary.
Yeah. Ain't nobody who does drugs giving their drugs away for no reason. It's just not. It's just not happening
for that shit.
No.
Especially a bunch of kids.
Nobody's just giving away their heroin. You know what I mean?
That's true.
That's bullshit. Yeah,
it's kind of valuable.
All right, Doug. Yeah. Bring it.
It is question time.
Hit it.
Yeah.
I have a question
for you. It takes two to make a thing go right.
What's your question?
I wanted to interrupt, Doug. What's on your guys' playlist these days? What do you
It takes
down?
Two to make it out of sight.
All right, let me see what I just.
That's not one of them.
My playlist, let's see. I just worked out earlier. How's this sound? How does this sound? I will play the song right here.
Well, I didn't need you to do that.
No, you don't need to do that.
Yeah, just
here it comes. Here it comes.
We didn't need you.
Here
it
comes. Yeah. Lamb of God.
Yeah,
Redneck.
That's a great one.
That was what I worked out to today.
Yeah.
My ultimate favorite is Rage Against the Machine, Bulls on Parade.
Yeah, I love that one too.
That makes me want to punch everyone in the face.
Yes.
Rob Zombie's pretty good too. Those are typically
a little Killswitch Engage.
I love that.
Had a little Norma Jean. Had a little Thrice. Leslie Dying.
Yes.
And what else was it? Royal Blood. I like them for
Slipknot. You like Slipknot?
Slipknot's cool. Yeah.
Slipknot's pretty good. I mean, Five Finger Death Punch.
Yeah, they're cool too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
System of a Down.
System of a Down. That was the other one. Actually, I had that on there too.
God, I feel like mine's like church music compared to you guys.
What do you have on yours? What do you have?
Drag me to church.
He's on Air Supply.
No, I'm Journey. I'm getting down to some Inner Sandman, Metallica.
That's good.
Oh yeah,
classic. Saliva.
Don't call me that.
Sick Puppies. Egypt Central.
Were they the ones with Poppy the bodies hit the floor?
Yes. And Marilyn Manson.
Yeah, see?
We're dark, you know.
We all listen to happy
human
stuff.
Beings.
Doug, what do you work out to, Doug?
Yeah,
that's a great question.
Sometimes gangster.
That is a great question. I work out to whatever they're playing.
Oh, you don't
listen? You don't wear headphones?
I don't wear headphones.
What? You mean to tell me
Why?
You guys have been training for this long and you haven't introduced to him the difference of when you put...
Why? When I was his trainer, he couldn't wear headphones. He had to listen to my instructions.
See,
if you were
you know what he does.
If you were my trainer, I would get extra big headphones,
dude. If I
if probably listens to Sal's Max presentation from 1992.
You'd be buffer. Yeah. You'd be so much buffer. So you just listen to the gym music, which is shit.
Yeah, it is for the most part. And then there's some days where it's very slow. Like in the mornings, it's terrible.
All right, so let me ask you this.
We are going to make him a playlist and get him some good Beats headphones.
No,
take his workouts to the next.
Doug's kind of old. If you listen to Lamb of God, he might not like it. What about this, Doug? If you had to pick music to work out to.
What's in his car? What CD is in your car right now?
Yanni. He listens to Yanni.
I don't listen to
I'm just kidding.
No, you know, honestly, I've been listening to some of the music you guys have been recommending and some of the guys on the music that's been recommended on the forum. I'm sort of get into some
PR.
Of these Rage Against the Machine and that type of thing.
For sure.
I like that.
Oh, yeah. Really?
I do. I like that type of...
it brings him back to his old fighting days.
It helps. Yeah, it helps bring back that beast.
His fighting days.
Well, you know, I've been introduced to a lot of new music since I've been hanging out with you guys, like House of Pain and other things like that. I've been getting into all this stuff, you know?
You know what? You guys, we need to stop. We need to stop. We're going to encourage the violence in him that he suppresses. We can't encourage Doug's violence. Doug, you need to listen to relaxing music.
Yeah, some like Sade.
You listened to this some like Nora Jones the other day, right, Sal? Was that you?
Nora Jones. She just makes love to your ears.
She's got a beautiful voice, but it's Nora.
I don't work out to Nora Jones.
Oh, okay.
I do other things than Nora Jones.
Oh. Yeah, well, me and Kenny G were like, my wife loves that.
Really?
No.
Oh,
what? Hey, okay, what do all your women listen to? I'm curious about that, actually.
You say our women like we've got many women.
Yes, my harem, actually. No, we all can enjoy.
I say women because there's fucking two of you I'm looking at right now, not one. Yeah. But it.
Yeah, when actually you start, Justin.
Well, she likes like a
Celtic.
Lot of
Celtic.
No, yeah,
Celtic.
I mean, she loves Madonna and all that like fun nonsense. But you know, she also likes a lot of rock, like I like. So
she likes you too.
She likes you too. Loves you too. Actually, yeah, we all went to the concert. That was like one of her favorite things.
That's like
ever
the best concert ever.
Yeah, dude, it was sick.
My wife will listen to Enrique Iglesias. Ooh. She'll listen to anything with a Latin flavor to it. And then she'll get all like, oh, I love this song. And she'll start like shaking her hips and dancing. And I can't like it because I get jealous. I'm like, fucking kick his ass right now for making
you
move
get
like
into
that.
It?
Because, dude, it's another dude.
You know what? You need to take her salsa dancing.
It's another dude.
That's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah,
no,
if she was
bro.
My wife, that's
dude,
what I would do.
Hey. Bro, she's into it. You better dominate
Adam,
that space.
What about you, Justin?
Adam,
she was your wife.
Listen,
I'll take her salsa.
Hey, listen,
dancing.
If Enrique's
guess
over there
coming.
Shaking his bonbon.
Guess who's coming if I'm going?
I'm
going
to shake my bonbon harder.
You better be careful who you tell to go fucking salsa dance because you're coming with me.
My sister drug me to one of those. So the last time I went to visit my sister,
will you guys
dancer,
work
though?
On your moves?
Oh,
I'll help
so
you.
Bad.
Can we make
and
this
they,
a thing?
They made me go to this group thing and we all, and there was like 50 people and you had to go. It was like this group teaching you. And then after they teach you, right, they partner you up and you start going, which is fine when you first start because I'm with my girl and okay, I'm, you know, so I don't mind looking like a fool with my girl. But then after you do like the first minute with her, they're like, okay, now we're going to do round robin and you're going to be the men are all on the outside, all the women on the inside.
Oh,
and then I had to dance with everybody.
Yeah.
So these strangers, I don't even know that like I'm dancing. I'm like a horrible dancer. Can't do salsa whatsoever. Most certainly not being taught in a group setting the very first time. And then I got to dance all these moves.
See?
Bro, it was so embarrassing. It was
challenging.
See, and everybody but me had a good time.
I only break dance. Everything else for you.
Oh, yeah. You always bring the cardboard box.
I only pop and lock.
Box.
I just pop yeah, and lock.
Pop
that's about
lock.
It. Actually, people
you
think.
You like I'm, all those songs that like they tell you exactly what to do.
Yeah.
Let food in, slide, do the right.
I fucking hate that.
So your girl's like
I hate that
Latin
shit.
Music.
Dude, she'll listen to Latin music, Italian music, any kind of music that makes, that's kind of sexy,
yeah.
That makes me jealous that she's
ooh.
Listening to. I'm like, don't fucking listen to that shit.
Dude,
you know what I'm saying?
I'm telling you, bro, you need to like just dominate that area and then you'll feel great. You know what I mean?
Justin's sexually repressed. Can you tell?
What?
He's like, you just gotta hit it. You just gotta do
I'm
it.
I'm just
I
saying.
Would salsa all
I'm
over
saying
ass.
You get like if that's what it is, then I'm you know, I'm in there.
See, look, it's coming out.
Because you know.
What
it's
about?
Just like how I felt with like the whole Magic Mike thing, like that came out. I was like, oh God, you know, it like you're gonna go with all your girlfriends and blah blah blah. That's great. Well, I almost thought about like, you know, I'm gonna just start dancing like that. You know, that's what I got to do.
Do you know how to do it?
So Some of them.
Actually, Justin's a good dancer, I could tell.
Mm. You could tell?
I could tell. By the way he walks. I could tell by the way he walks that he's a good dancer.
You keep staring at my ass again.
You can see the rhythm. You can see the rhythm in his hips.
What?
The way he walks.
Rhythm is going to get you.
Am I wrong? Am I wrong or am I right? Justin, am I right? Can you dance?
Yeah.
No, for reals.
I'll hold it down.
Yeah, see? Told you. I could just tell,
bro. All right.
I could tell by the way you walk, Adam, that you suck.
I'm actually
that you're a horrible dancer.
I admitted I'm a terrible, terrible salsa dancer. I'm a terrible line dancer. But you know, I can dance all right. I'm all right.
What kind of music can you dance to? How does that sound? What's the one music you could dance to?
That you can?
No, that you can, you think you can kind of I'm okay with.
Well, who can't dance to like some house, bro? Anybody can dance
to house. Just jump in the same spot.
Yeah, dude. Anybody can dance to some EDM in house, dude. Yeah. I mean,
this guy looks like Frankenstein.
Yeah, I mean, offbeat gets you still on beat. You know, that's probably one of the easiest.
What about disco?
Yeah, whatever happened to
not, like, a disco. Not a real big disco guy.
You guys ever do that? Those like junior high dances, or you just grind on, you know.
That's what, when you weren't having sex.
So yeah, that was like.
You just rub your dick on someone.
It's like totally inappropriate.
Air hump for the.
Any other situation, you know. I tried.
Why is your pants wet?
Yeah, pretty good at that.
What is your girl listening to?
I'm grinding.
I bet you guys can't guess.
What Katrina listens to?
Yeah.
I can guess.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Go ahead.
Hardcore gangster rap.
Dude, totally. like NWA.
I actually used to tease her when we first started dating.
Does she listen to like flowy, like spa trancy music?
No. Okay. I mean, she does when she's massaging, you know, okay. she right. will. But like Sade, that's how I know what Sade is. That's the only reason why I would even know that shit. She's a fucking country girl, bro.
Oh, yeah,
really?
My girl loves country.
No way.
Yeah, she loves country.
My buddy tells me country concerts, hottest chicks.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you had to choose to go, but...
I've been to a few of them.
Or stab yourself in the face.
Adam puts the cunt in country. Yeah.
that's how I always gauge... how either stressful or focused I am, like work-wise and mentally, like when I get in the car and I've actually been driving for like 10 minutes before I fucking realize that it's on the country station. I'm like, because my mind is elsewhere.
I got a tear in my beard, just crying for your dear. It's like a real song. that's embarrassing.
You know what? I'm not going to make fun of country. There's a lot of country fans out there.
Oh, wait, I listen to everything.
I like Johnny Cash and Old Hank and all that stuff. But none of that like new poppy stuff.
I don't know too many people like myself where I literally, I mean, if you were to go through my iPhone, you would probably trip out because... I have damn near every genre from everything all the way from some crazy massage type music like Sade all the way to jazz and blues to hip, real hardcore hip hop to R&B bullshit to techno house.
Dude, if the song is good, it's good. Yeah. That's how it is with me. Yeah. I like a lot of stuff.
Yeah. That's how I feel. I feel like I have an appreciation for music. And good music that I think is and every one of those genres I could talk shit about bands too. So there's rock bands I could talk shit about. Yep. I could talk shit about hip hop bands. I could talk shit about country people. But within all those genres, I believe there's some really good artists.
And
I will, and I'll listen to all of them. I mean, most certainly will. And I've probably been to I've been to a concert or multiple concerts of every genre for sure. Mm. So I like it all.
All right, rein us in.
All right, everybody. We're going to do what we came to do.
Qua.
Yeah, we're doing qua. The Q&A time.
Do it in your eagle voice.
Qua.
Well, before you answer the question, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do another one.
Yeah. I almost fell asleep. Anyway, I'm awake now.
Okay. Whoa.
Mind's Eye had a question about muscle memory.
I forgot.
My muscle don't remember shit.
What happened?
My muscle don't remember shit.
So muscle memory is the term that's used for when you you exercise, you become fit, you build muscle, you stop, you lose muscle, then you go work out again, and boom, the muscle comes back twice as fast as it did the first time.
Oh, that's what it means.
Yeah. So just for people who, I'm not explaining to you, asshole. I'm explaining to some of the listeners who may not know what they're talking about. It's just smart ass.
He's playing right into your explanation.
You son of a bitch. So that's what she's, or that's what he or she is referring to. Is it a real phenomenon? We've all experienced it, but is it real? Is there a real scientific basis behind it?
Yes. Is it like riding a bike?
There is a scientific basis behind it. For the longest time, they thought most of it had to do with the central nervous system adaptation, mm-hmm. which takes much longer to disconnect. And if it does disconnect, reconnecting it's much faster the second time, just like learning how to ride a bike. Mm-hmm. But there's a second component that they've discovered now.
Cells.
Right. Muscle fibers themselves. Oh, muscle fibers they're like long cylindrical, you know, cells, but they contain, you know, hundreds of thousands of little nuclei on each one of these muscle fibers. As you build a muscle, it needs more of these myonuclei, and which are in control of, you know, feeding the muscle fibers, having them contract faster, respond faster, you know, react faster, basically become better performing muscle fibers. When a muscle fiber atrophies or shrinks, those myonuclei don't go away. So you've accelerated your muscle fiber's ability to rebuild the second time around. And this is likely an evolutionary adaptation that we have for being able to adapt to our environment faster once we've been in that environment once before.
I love it when you talk science.
I know. I think it's important to note that the same rule applies for fat. And the same rule applies with it. Every time you get fat, it's a lot easier to get fatter the next time that you do it because your fat cells grow.
Yeah.
Same similar concept.
Well, fat cells, you really only add the number of fat cells to your body a few times in your life. You know, when you're born and, you know, when you're a baby, when you go through puberty, and then in the, I believe, the third trimester of pregnancy, women will actually add fat cells to their body.
And apparently you can pee it out now, is that right?
But they actually, I guess, right? I didn't make that shit up. Hey, I just fucking read. Don't shoot the messenger.
Hey, just, you know, putting it out there.
Yeah, but when it comes to fat cells,
they grow.
They grow and they shrink, but your body's ability to gain body fat may become more efficient. At gaining body fat, sure,
if the cells volumize each time that you add fat, that's going to be that much easier for you to gain that much more
fat. It's interesting. There's not a lot of science behind it, though. The truth is that would be an interesting study to see if that's the case. However, there's so many controls in something like that, right? Like somebody who gains and loses weight might gain weight faster and faster each time only because of their lifestyle that caused them to gain weight and lose it in the first place. So it's very difficult to control. That would be a tough thing to test. But, you know, when it comes to muscle fibers themselves, muscle fibers are much more complex. And we do know that they look different after you've built them, even if they shrink. They just look different. They have more satellite cell activation, more myonuclei. They just build faster the second time around. This is why when you wear a cast and your leg gets real skinny and then you take the cast off and boom, it just builds back real fast. It's pretty crazy. So getting there the first time is the hard part. If you're losing, getting it back is easier. The longer you wait between times, the longer it takes, though. So if I get out of shape and I wait 15 years, it's going to take me longer to get back into shape than if I did waited, you know, just 6 months type of deal. So,
excellent.
Interesting.
Next question is from Fit Biro. The difference between hitting slow and fast twitch muscle fibers.
Slow twitch, fast twitch, muscle fibers.
One is white meat, one is dark meat. Which one do you prefer? I always think of like chicken thighs and breasts. Don't you guys?
Well, no, not until you said that, but it makes a lot of sense when you say it like that.
You guys think I'm just crazy over here, right?
I wonder if one would
be. It's an analogy.
It is a decent analogy, you can go actually. With it. It's the first time I've heard that, and I think that I might have to use that sometime.
So, slow twitch fibers. Slow twitch fibers are the endurance muscle fibers.
Endurance.
Which would definitely be like the white meat.
Yeah. No, is it? No. White meat's fast twitch.
No, it's like the dark meat.
Yeah, dark meat.
Yeah.
Fast twitch muscle fibers.
Think thighs, you know, think chest.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Fast twitch.
Okay.
Yeah, I think fast twitch are called white, right? Aren't they white?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Slow twitch muscle fibers, endurance. Yeah. Fast twitch muscle fibers, explosive power.
Anaerobic and, you know, aerobic. So, right. I mean, glycolytic. If you can think about it that way as far as, like, from circulation. Like, I mean, I'm sure that the coloring has some aspect to that, right? Some kind of element there.
I believe so. I think when they burn without oxygen, they burn probably, hot. You would think they would generate more heat in a quicker period of time.
God, I love when we take a little bit of our science and we just start to add made up science.
Oh, we just you like that? Throw some pseudo in there. You know what I want to do? I want to throw some barbecue sauce on it. I want to get into this.
But did you guys know this? This is interesting now. that fast twitch muscle fibers can actually start to adapt so that you have type 2, you have certain fast twitch muscle fibers which are responsible for super explosive movements,
mm-hmm.
and then those fast twitch muscle fibers which are more endurance based. And the same thing with slow twitch. They will actually start to adapt based on your training.
Based on your training, I was going to say, that's going to dictate a lot of, like, you know, what your overall physique is going to be, you know, comprised of.
Right. So they believe that you're born with a number of flat, fast twitch and slow twitch muscle fibers. That's your genetic predisposition. However, your training can change some slow twitch to act like fast twitch and vice versa.
That's interesting. So you might find certain movements easier for you, or, you know, you might fit into that better based off of, like, you know, this.
Right. That's why some people are genetically predisposed for, like, long distance endurance.
Well,
other people's for speed and power.
Yeah, we've also talked to this about before. I mean, if you were just built to be a sprinter, but it doesn't mean that somebody who wasn't can't train to be a sprinter either. You know what I'm saying?
Obviously, a sprinter is fast twitch driven.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
You just put that clarity in opposition to an endurance.
But the fast twitch and the slow twitch fibers will start to adapt. So if I train always for endurance, even though if I'm a predominant fast twitch, I will get more of, I believe the type 2B fast twitch muscle fibers, which tend to be more towards strength endurance versus just power.
Mm-hmm.
And so your body's got some pretty amazing capabilities to adapt even with what you're born with. My question is, my curiosity has to do with hyperplasia, because we've thought for a long time that hyperplasia did not occur in humans, and there's some evidence to show that that might happen. This is when muscle fibers actually split and you get two muscle fibers. You build more muscle fibers, which we thought never happened. We thought you were born with them. Hmm. They're set and that's it. My next question would be, what's more likely to have hyperplasia, the fast twitch or slow twitch, or does it matter? You know, if you're going to build more and more muscle fibers, where's that coming from? Hmm. My guess would be fast twitch.
Yeah, my guess too.
Because hypertrophy benefits explosive power far more than it does endurance.
Mm-hmm.
Hypertrophy has you have a negative feedback.
And the likelihood of you tearing that would, to that manner, to where it would split off, I would think would have to be.
I don't know if it's necessarily a tear that you. I don't think it's the damage that causes it. I just think it's the
it's an adaptation.
Yeah, it's repetitive, consistent activity that tends to cause it. Trigger sessions, for example, is kind of along that philosophy, you know, where it's like if you're constantly, you know, jogging all the time and your calves just start to get real developed. Some of that is likely from hyperplasia, where you're getting more and more muscle fibers.
Hmm.
So it's over a long period of time is where they're hypothesizing it comes from. So it's pretty interesting stuff.
Well, let's talk about why someone like this. So I know who this is. It's somebody who works out at my facility. And so, what would be the benefit for her to train one or the other?
Depends on your goal. If you want visible changes, if you want to look different, focus on fast twitch.
Yeah, because we just don't do that very often.
No, because fast twitch have the fastest and biggest capacity for visible change, for growth.
Yeah.
Slow twitch muscle fibers, you got to think about it. It doesn't make sense for a slow twitch muscle fiber to hypertrophy or grow in order to give you more endurance, because that adds weight.
Right.
To your body, which you don't need a harder contracting muscle. You just need a muscle that contracts.
Well, it's the Kenyan runner kind of. So, you know, if you look at that, like what's most beneficial is long term. You don't have a lot of body mass.
No. So bring this to an exercise level for somebody who is in sixth grade who's trying to understand what you're saying right now, because you're talking about fast twitch.
Hyperplasia.
We're talking about hyperplasia. We're talking about slow twitch, fast twitch, and splitting fibers. Like, okay, this person's probably asking because they've heard the difference between slow twitch. Fight twitch and certain exercises are targeting that, or certain ways of working out is targeting that versus the others. Break that all the way down to a bicep curl and a fucking squat.
Heavy weight, keep your reps.
Heavy weight, not doing a lot of endurance or aerobic type training with it. Yeah.
So heavy weight, lower reps, anywhere between one rep all the way up to maybe 15, maybe 20 reps would be more fast twitch. Higher reps, more of the slow twitch, especially if you do circuits and you don't have very much rest in between sets, you're working more of the slow twitch. So if you want visible changes, focus on the fast twitch. If you want endurance for an endurance-based sport, then you focus on the slow twitch.
There you go. So when you for the change,
there's a relationship there, the anaerobic and aerobic. I keep stressing that because, you know, that's easy for people to understand.
Well, that's not really. using words like anaerobic and aerobic is not that much easier for someone. No, no, using a term like this.
I want to go breathing hard versus not breathing hard. Yeah, well, my head just exploded.
Let me bring it all the way down here. Damn so it. Your Sal was heading the right direction there, which down, is if dude. Somebody is, let's just use the squat. And if you want more visible change, like you're talking about, you're going to do something between 1 to 15 reps with heavy weight. That's going to give you more visible change. If you're doing circuit, meaning exercise after exercise after exercise with little to no rest, you're starting to head more towards the slow twitch and heading towards the endurance phase. And you're not going to see as much visible change from muscle being built.
Right.
Okay. So, and the reason why I say that is because I know who this person is, and they take a class where they're doing
a lot of aerobic,
a lot of aerobic type stuff where there's not a lot of rest periods.
Right.
And something that I stress to the people that take my classes is that, hey, on the days when you look up at the exercises and it says 6 to 8 reps, we should be lifting a heavy ass weight, taking time in between sets, and really focusing on challenging yourself weight wise instead of getting caught up in how many rounds you're getting out with no rest.
Right. Yeah. Excellent.
All right. The next question is from Patty Napolitano. Do you consider swimming between lift days cardio or rest?
Well, it's always cardio.
Yeah, it's
definitely cardio. But if it depends how fit you are. If you're a super fit swimmer and it's just like really relaxing swimming.
Let me read that whole question because it was long. I just told Doug to write that up.
Was
there.
It?
So, okay, yeah, because okay. It was a pretty detailed.
Because we obviously promote like active rest days, so you're still moving at a low to moderate intensity.
Yeah.
You know, for circulation. That's what I'm saying.
So here's the full question. Do you consider swimming between lift days to be cardio or rest? I have heard for endurance athletes, it is considered restorative because the cold water reduces inflammation and low resistance with reduced gravity is beneficial to tendon health. But endurance athletes are not looking to gain mass. Would swimming between full body days interfere with muscle growth?
It depends on the intensity and your fitness level.
Right.
If you're super fit and swimming for you is like walking is for me, mm-hmm. And that's how you're doing the swimming, then it's a recuperative day. It's kind of a active rest day.
Or if you're swimming, like me and you sink,
yeah,
you know, and you're like
yeah, hardcore workout. Yeah,
It's gonna suck.
So if the intensity is high and you're doing lots of it, it will hamper muscle development because your body's trying to get endurance for the swimming. So you're going to start adapting in all those different directions and not a lot of adaptation in one direction.
Yeah, but it sounds like, I mean, just for someone to even ask, is it considered rest? You must think swimming is pretty easy because it's not.
Right.
There ain't nothing restful about it. If I were to swim, yeah. If I swim in a pool, it's fucking work. It's
probably a safe assumption.
Yeah. So, it would be something that would be great and recuperative for you.
It's definitely low impact for the joints. Yeah. I mean, it's something that's great to do that you're not, obviously pounding.
Yeah. But if that heart rate gets up, man, if that heart rate gets up while you're doing it, you're not just kind of paddling around. You're actually swimming laps. I mean, that's cardio.
You can definitely, yeah.
And in fact, you're probably burning more calories doing that than the average person is
constant resistance.
Going out for a run.
Well, dude, yeah. I got a client that I train whose goal is to build muscle. He's turning 70 in May. Okay. So he's 69 right now.
Yeah.
He swims 1.5 hours straight every single night.
Wow.
Now, for him, it's almost like nothing. Why? He's been doing it for 40 years.
Yeah.
So for him, it's not like this super intense, it's recuperative for him.
Yeah.
He's asked me, should I stop swimming? Because I want to build more muscle. And I said, well, if you make up for it with calories, then no, don't stop swimming because you've been doing it so long. For you, it's like going for a walk and stopping that at your age, it's good for you. It's giving you good health benefits.
Oh, yeah. Taking it.
So that's an extreme case, but that's what I mean by the intensity and your fitness level. For me, swimming 1.5 hours every night, I would lose a shit ton of muscle.
Oh, yeah.
Because I can't fucking swim.
Well, I joke, but I like what ruined swimming for me was when I was training to increase my speed. And so I trained with these track athletes at the San Jose City College. And we did a lot of sprinting and very specific stuff with, different ways to add resistance with parachutes and all these kinds of things. But what we also did was we sprinted in the pool. And like just the amount of effort that you can do in the pool. And man, I just was sweating buckets in being inside like water. That was such a weird thing to me. Mm-hmm. It was just, it was terrible.
Good workout.
Yeah, you could kick your own ass for sure.
Good story.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah. All right, next up.
You're being a dick today, Adam.
I know. Yeah, cool story, bro. Man.
Yeah.
right. Funny.
Next one. It's Matty White. He's going from a job where he was doing about 15,000 steps a day, and he's moving towards a more sedentary lifestyle. And he's wondering about making that transition and doing that in a smooth manner.
Oh, you're fucked.
Yeah. Next question. Yeah, no. So,
thank you, Adam.
You're going to have to adjust your nutrition. Yeah. You're definitely going to have to adjust your calories.
I mean, this one's for sure close to home for me because this is where I got fat. So it's Matty White, if you didn't know, just 3 years ago. In fact, actually 3 years ago to this date.
Today?
Yeah. I meant to put a transformation post up. I forgot. 3 years ago to this date, I started my journey back to getting in shape. Part of what caused that, I was still lifting. So everybody always was like, oh, yeah, well, you probably stopped working out, ate like shit. No, I was still.
You were
still
lifting in that picture?
Yeah. I was still working out. And I was still working out at least 3 to 5 times a week.
Wow.
Yeah, I was not 7 days a week. I was not super consistent. There'd be days I'd only work out 3 times a week. I probably missed quite a few weeks or 2 weeks in a row, but I never missed a month of not working out.
I just imagine him like that same size, like still on here breathing.
So what happened to me was I was a trainer who 15,000 steps. I was probably taking more like 20 to 25,000 steps because I was training 10 clients or so a day. And I wasn't training that many at that time. I was probably training like, 5 to 6 clients a day, but walking around all day long at the gym. And so I was stepping like crazy, just moving and working out and lifting weights and demonstrating exercises, which burns a shit ton of calories all day long. So, and then I went to sitting at a desk and I got fat. And got fat still working out. So, and that's
and you're an active, and on top of it, yes. You're not one that gains body fat easily.
And that's part of what snuck up on me is because I had always been trying to gain weight and I always struggled with putting weight on. So in my head, as I was seeing myself like slowly put weight on, I was like, oh, wow, this is kind of cool. I'm actually gaining weight. I'm still losing weight. So, but I was not balancing my food. I was eating a lot of, I was eating out a lot because I was working so much.
Whoa.
And so, you most certainly need to adjust. And a couple things, a couple helpies, because he asked, it was a long question. He was actually asking for some of Sal's herpes. And some of those helpies would be, one, yes, you're going to need to modify your nutrition. More than likely, if you're going from 15,000 to damn near sedentary, you're probably going to have to shave close to 800 calories off your day. Or find a way to make those steps or calories. And steps is an easy way to explain to people and to manage that, but it's really about your calorie expenditure because you could take,
just cut your food down. I mean, you're going to try and make up for that with a sedentary lifestyle. It's going to be hard.
Yeah, no.
If you're at a desk all day long and before you were walking around 15,000 steps, that means literally you're going to have to take 2 like 1 hour walks a day.
Well, isn't that always a losing battle when you start equating calories to exercise? Like, people always want to know, like, well, how many calories am I burning in this specific exercise?
Yeah, go do an hour of cardio.
Guess what? It's never going to be as much as you hoped.
Right.
Let's focus more on the nutrition.
Yeah.
You're going to have a lot more handle over that.
Cut your calories, maybe even skip a meal.
Yeah.
And then adjust it according to how your body's responding.
Yeah. Good point.
Dream Beg asks, what do you do when all a client wants is for you to be their counselor?
That's awesome.
So, well, the question was like, if someone's like, so basically, this is what they mean is if someone's paying you to train them, but they obviously don't take their fitness seriously, they're just now hanging out with
them. Well, first of all, let's be honest, and I'm sure you guys can attest to this too, is that probably 90% of your clients, you end up being a friend,
a
counselor.
That's definitely part of it, right?
Yeah, kind of, if you're a trainer, that's kind of part of the job part of people. I mean, people that hire you and get you, I mean, you're spending an hour X amount of times per week with them for X amount of months, sometimes
or
years.
Yeah. You're going to see them more than you see some of your family.
Yeah, you kind of end up, that relationship just happens, with almost all of your clients, especially any sort of long-term clients. So, the ones that she mentioned that they don't care anything about their fitness goals, and then they can, which I think, I don't know. I've had
people like that.
Yeah. I've had clients.
The way I look at it is when I have people like that in the past, the way I used to respond was different. In the past, I'd get angry and I'd sit down with them and have like come to Jesus talks with them. Yeah. You know what I mean? They'd sit across. Look, we've been working out for 6 months. I've been telling you how to eat properly. You're not doing what I'm telling you.
You haven't PR'd anything.
Yeah, you're not losing any weight. You're not doing the cardio that I told you. And I'd like hammer them. And then what would end up happening is they would leave and stop working out. And I would be all like, yeah, fuck that. If you're going to work out with me, you got to be sure. And then I realized something. Yeah. Number one, I was being an asshole.
Yeah.
And number two, the client is better off doing the two workouts with me a week than they are doing nothing. So at least they're doing that. And they're paying me, so I might as well.
It brings balance to their life, right? This is like an experience that is part. It's ingrained now in their schedule and their routine. Like, yeah, I definitely like, especially the ones you've had for years. You know, it becomes like ritual. But obviously, it's on our job to keep things spicy and. Challenge them every now and then, and you know
that's why
you
change your underwear every once in a while.
Right, front to back, you and then inside out, and you know what I mean. You change
you
it
keep
up.
It, you got to keep it spicy.
Yeah.
So I guess I had a little bit different attitude on this. If you hired me like that, my attitude was like this. I was like, well, first of all, if you didn't know me as a trainer, I was very animated. I was loud. I was like full on for clients, full of energy.
What? That's weird.
Yeah, just
he
crazy.
Was like, jazz that's hard to believe. Hands.
That was total jazz hands. I was totally a maniac jazz when hands. I trained. You could be across the gym.
Just take it to a different level.
And you would know I was training clients. So for me, when the client, and I used to have these clients.
Reminds me of my trip at the zoo.
Came in and I knew it was Susie, and Susie did not really care that much about lifting weights or changing her body composition whatsoever, but she loved to talk to me. I was excited because I was like, fuck yeah, man. I just trained seven people that drain the
we
shit out of me.
We get to sit here and hang out.
All I got to do is fucking listen to this broad. This is fucking awesome.
This broad.
So I was excited to see her. Susie, I've been waiting all day for you. I'm so tired right now. I can't
wait. You know
what?
Forget it. Let's go get coffee. Yeah, woo!
Let's go sit on the leg extension machine and talk about your week.
Did you ever take a client and just go on a walk?
Of course.
I've done that.
Like, you didn't even work out with them. You just go on a walk.
I've also just played basketball. And
Well, I tell you what, sees, I do that to this day, actually. I have a client that very often, sometimes we'll go for the entire session for an hour. I'll go take her on a long-ass hike. And the purpose for that is, you know, she doesn't move a lot. And I know her schedule. And so that's kind of like what I ask her when I see her. I say, what's your day look like today? Are you moving a lot today? Are you sedentary? And if she's telling me, like, Adam, I'm going to be at the desk and then I'm flying out somewhere and I'll be on a plane. I'm like, all right, let's go. Mm-hmm. You know, we need to move.
Well, here's the thing. I read when you've been doing this a long time. Here's the thing. When you've been a trainer for a long time, you start to read your clients a little bit, especially if you've been training for a long time. And you know when they need when it's good, they want to have a good workout.
Yeah.
And sometimes you know that, you know, I'll have a client come in and I can tell, like, fuck, you don't look good. You look tired. You look beat up. You look stressed. Today we're doing two exercises and we're going to do five sets of each one. We're going to rest 5 minutes in between sets and we're going to talk.
Yeah.
And I'm going to kind of bring your body down a little bit, because I know if I beat you up today, it's not going to benefit you. And then there's some clients that just fucking hate working out, but they like to come because they like to hang out with you. Well, you're still doing them good. They're moving. They're there with you. They wouldn't be there otherwise.
Yeah.
So you're still doing something good
as
part of it. So I'm not nearly as freaking hardcore about it as I used to be.
Well, I think it's important to note.
Trainers need to calm down.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
Yes.
Yeah. And I know you're getting to that, Adam.
So. Yeah. I feel like that we all are in agreement on this, is that, you know, here, it's their goal, not yours.
Yeah.
And that took me a while, I guess, as a trainer. Maybe I was a little bit like Sal when I first started. I wanted to, you know, I'd look at somebody and be like, well, you need to lose 50 pounds because I think you need to lose.
Well, you thought it was your job to like push them to fucking get there.
And in reality, not everybody is going to hire you for those reasons. In fact, you know, people, I have a client that's been around me now for almost 10 years. And she's pretty much, I mean, she's lost in the first additional 60, but she could easily lose another 30 or so. And she looks at me and she's like, I don't want to, Adam. I don't need to. In fact, I'm happier, healthier now than I was 15 years ago. And I'm in my late 50s right now. And I like to drink wine and I like to eat at fancy restaurants on a regular basis with my husband. And that's why I come see you.
You know what? You've enriched her life. And this is why she continues to invest in you.
Yeah.
Right. And she's better off as a result in terms of her fitness and health. Also, she's not going to get shredded, but that's up to her at that point.
Yeah. I've had clients like specifically tell me, like, I will train with you as long as I can afford to train with you. And like, they left it out there like that. Like, And I was just like, okay, I mean, let's do this. It's long term. It's a long term thing. Even if, you know, we see great result and, you know, we attain these awesome goals and you know, maybe we go through pits, you know, where I don't see them and they're traveling and, mm-hmm. you know, I have, it's cycles, you know, but like, you know, my job, I always take my job seriously as like I'm redirecting.
You know, what's funny, what we're talking about right now, this is probably the biggest factor that factors into being able to keep a client for a long time. Mm-hmm. This right here, because trainers that consistently hammer their clients and are like, no, you have to get to your goal. They'd never have clients that last a long time with them. Yeah. Because they burn them out or they injure them or the client. Look, some a lot of times, look, these people are not fitness fanatics. That's why they hired you. And if you're constantly that person in their ear trying to push them when they're like, look, I just want to come in and kind of work out a little bit. They might be like, oh, this is cool for 6 months, but it ain't going to be a 3-4 year client, 5 year client.
It's a very fine line between being a drill instructor and being a motivator. I mean, there's a very fine line on how you do that. It's, you can't just be somebody who yells at somebody and even if you're not a yeller, you nagging about their goals. It's like at the end of the day, it's their goals.
That's right.
It's their body, it's their health. And you know, it's learning to, just like you said, it's learning to read your clients, read them what they need and then what they want, you know, and it's an important balance of the mm-hmm. two. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't just dictate one or the other because you think you know best as a trainer.
That's right.
There it is.
Our final question is from Mojo_SoDope.
So dope.
So dope.
That is so dope.
If your goals are both strength and hypertrophy, what is the best set and rep range? That's the question.
Obviously not a MAPS follower.
Yeah. I would use a variety of rep ranges.
I'd probably follow.
You don't
want
to stick too long to just the hypertrophy either, right?
No. So studies will say 8 to 12 is the best for hypertrophy.
Right.
But if you stay in the 8 to 12 range, rep range all the time, it won't be.
Mm-hmm.
You're better off training with cycles for specifically for strength, some cycles specifically for hypertrophy, and some for a little bit of endurance where we focus on the pump. This is actually the way we designed the MAPS program. Yeah. It's broken down in this way in 3-week increments. So you have like a 9-week period of time where you're going through the different rep ranges and set styles and the whole time focusing on hypertrophy and strength, but through different types of adaptation. Focusing on just one all the time, you're not going to get the best results all the time.
I don't know. There's plenty of studies that came out to show that already.
Yeah.
That's old science for us as far as, you know, what is best. It is best to periodize your workouts.
Mm-hmm. It's not linear. So that's why, you know, you can go back and repeat things, you know, that you've done before. It's not like I'm just going straight up this pyramid to power. You know, you revisit things in order to keep that overall strength.
Exactly.
Yeah. It'd probably be easiest to just actually get started on MAPS.
It's probably like just go buy MAPS.
Yeah, Mojo, if you're not on the program, I would say go to mindpumpradio.com and check out the MAPS program. And there's a good explanation on there. I believe there's a video where I break it down. And then you see a lot of testimonies, which, by the way, these are testimonials that we did not ask for. These are people who are on our private forum who just post them. So those are real people.
And if you actually get all the books where you actually get the whole bundle, you actually have access to a forum where, you know, we're on there on a regular basis answering questions just like this.
Right. So then we can kind of train you a little bit virtually, you know, as much as we can. So
there's our shameless plug.
There you go. Don't forget to subscribe to Mind Pump. Give us a 5-star rating and leave us a fantastic review.
Please.
Thank you for listening to Mind Pump. For more information about this show and to get valuable free resources from Sal, Adam, and Justin, visit us at www.mindpumpradio.com. Until next time, this is Mind Pump.